Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. A judge in New York has ordered former President Donald Trump and his companies to pay $355 million for inflating the value of his properties and other assets. NPR's Andrea Bernstein says the judge did not find Trump's defense to be credible.
Basically, New York State Supreme Court Judge Arthur Engoron rejected every single defense Trump and his team presented in months of testimony. The judge said the law only requires that defendants intended to defraud, not that they were victims, not that anyone relied on his false statements. The judge said it didn't hold water, that it was Trump's accountant's fault.
Trump's sons Eric and Don Jr. were also ordered to pay $4 million each. President Biden says he's outraged and blames Russian President Vladimir Putin for the death of that country's opposition leader, Alexei Navalny.
Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible. What has happened to Navalny is yet more proof of Putin's brutality. No one should be fooled, not in Russia, not at home, not anywhere in the world.
World leaders are also expressing shock and outrage over the death of Navalny, yet questions still remain over the timing and cause of that death. NPR's Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
A video posted online by the independent Russian Soda News Service showed Navalny in good spirits and joking with judges as he appeared by video feed from prison for a court hearing on Thursday. 24 hours later, Russia's Federal Penitentiary Service announced the opposition leader was dead. In a brief statement, the prison service said medics had been unable to resuscitate Navalny after he fell unconscious following a walk in a prison yard. Navalny's family has voiced skepticism, noting the news came from government sources, but that Russian President Vladimir Putin bore direct responsibility if true. Putin made no mention of his longtime critic during public meetings Friday. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Federal health officials say they're now getting a better idea of which states have the most people struggling with long COVID. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton has our details.
The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention surveyed adults about whether they had experienced COVID symptoms 30 or more days after testing positive. CDC epidemiologist Nicole Ford says nearly 6.5% of U.S. adults reported experiencing long COVID. Western states like Montana have some of the highest rates at around 10%.
So without this information, it's hard for people to plan for increased healthcare needs for people with experiencing long COVID.
Midwestern and southern states had some of the highest self-reported rates of long COVID. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton in Columbia Falls, Montana.
Stocks closed down across the board on Wall Street Friday. The Dow was down 145 points. You're listening to NPR News. The Indian government is accused of ordering a news outlet to take down an investigative story reporting that the country's army tortured civilians. Omkar Khandekar reports.
Late last December, men who identified as the survivors of a brutal attack came forward. They told local media that soldiers from the Indian army had stripped and beaten them for hours. Three of them had died in custody. The other five were hospitalized for several days. Now, the news magazine The Caravan has said that the government ordered them to take down its recent investigation on the army's role in this torture. The order, it says, is under a law that blocks online content that threatens India and its public order. NPR has reached out to a government spokesperson for comment. Critics say that the media censorship has increased sharply under the government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. For NPR News, I'm Omkar Khandekar in Mumbai.
Satellite images obtained by the Associated Press indicate that Egypt is leveling land and building a wall near its border with the Gaza Strip. The move comes ahead of a planned offensive by Israeli forces to target the southern city of Rafah, where Israel says Hamas fighters remain. Egypt has not publicly acknowledged the construction, and Israel says it has no intention of pushing Palestinian civilians into that country. Some of the world's largest technology companies have signed a pact saying they will voluntarily adopt reasonable precautions to prevent artificial intelligence tools from disrupting democratic elections around the world. The framework will outline how they will respond to AI-generated deepfakes that deliberately trick voters. 20 companies, including Amazon, Google, and Microsoft, have all agreed to follow the guidelines. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.